This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones are open if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Ian and Chris.
And Bonnie.
We were talking about a little bit about cryptocurrency, and I did have one story I thought was worthy of sharing, and then we'll get into the ridiculous, not unsurprising news that Social Security is going to run out of money a whole lot sooner than even the government thought.
They should just print more money, Ian.
Well, they will. Don't worry. We'll get into that. But SEC Chairman Gary Gensler, according to news.bitcoin.com, talked about cryptocurrency recently on Fox Business, emphasizing that the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is focusing on investor protection. He said, quote, "We're neutral about technology, Bitcoin, and the other crypto tokens," he said, and clarified that the SEC is not neutral about investor protection. See, it's all about protecting you from making your own choices.
It's protecting library.
Isn't that the whole reason to get away from the dollar? Is that you don't want the protection because the protection hurts you?
Well, he's going to argue the opposite. He thinks that protection is actually regulation specifically is what crypto needs. He said platforms offering so-called securities must be registered with the SEC, which is why they're attacking library. They're alleging that the library token is a quote-unquote security. And, of course, library is saying, no, it's not. It's a utility token. You use it for things. You know, if you're on library as a platform, one of the things that you can do as a creator, so library, you can post videos. If you're just tuning in, library, you can post videos and other media, and it's decentralized and blockchain-oriented, blockchain-based. So let's say you've got a video. Let's say, you know, you do a show, Chris, Freedom Decrypted, and let's say you've got an episode that, for whatever reason, normally your shows are free, but for whatever reason, you want to lock this one down. You want to make it so your viewers have to pay to see this episode. Something really, really special, something really unique is in this episode, and you want to make sure only some people can see it. So you can actually set a price on that particular episode and say, charge viewers this amount of library credits, and then let them see it.
Can they ever be changed into anything else? Because
the credits?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I was going to say, then why wouldn't, like, NeoPoints be a security?
So, well, first of all, I mean, again, the argument is that library credits aren't a security, and I don't even know what the definition, I'm not an investor type, so I can't give you what the definition of a security is offhand, but I think it has to do with some sort of speculative thing, like that you own a piece of the company or something like that. We'll have to look it up, but library tokens aren't that. By holding library tokens, you don't own a piece of the library corporation. You just have this thing, this digital token that you can use on basically the library platform, but unlike your NeoPets tokens, you can take these things onto cryptocurrency exchanges, and you can exchange them for Bitcoin or, you know, whatever other cryptocurrency.
Oh, no, people assigning value to something. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Independently of the government.
I mean, how are you supposed to get the token if you can't buy it?
And you watch.
That's what you would do with an. That's how you would do it through an exchange.
You watch videos. Like every time you watch a video, you get some library tokens.
You can buy. They give you them. Sort of, you can earn them on the platform.
Yeah, yeah. I've done that.
Like I said, you can also just go and get them on various different crypto exchanges. So, according to dictionary.com, a security is an instrument of investment in the form of a document providing evidence of its ownership or something given, deposited, or pledged to make a certain fulfillment of an obligation. So if you buy...
Definitely not that.
Yeah, if you buy library tokens, they're not obligated to do anything for you.
Mm-mm.
You know, so if the library corporation or whatever goes away tomorrow, the tokens still exist. The tokens will always be there. So if the SEC is successful at targeting and destroying library, the corporation, it won't matter because all the videos will still be there. The protocol will still be active. And open source programming, anybody who wants to could, you know, roll up a new version of library and put it out there and keep running this thing.
Can be even competing versions of library.
Exactly. If there need to be.
As long as it complies with the protocol and both applications speak to the same protocol, you can have competing versions.
So he says here that platforms offering securities must register. Many of the so-called decentralized finance platforms, he says, quote, actually have a lot of centralization, unquote, and they need to be registered with the SEC. And he's not wrong that a lot of the so-called decentralized finance isn't as decentralized as they want it to seem. But all that said, I don't think that anybody needs to be registered with the SEC. Who the hell are these people? Why should you have to ask them for permission to run whatever operation you have? I don't care if you do have so-called securities. If somebody wants to buy a thing on the speculative basis that they think it's going to be worth something in the future, or they think that you're going to have some obligation to it, let them.
Yeah. The government wants you to believe that they give you some sort of protection by regulating things when they can't even, you know, pay you back for all the money you're about to put in, or you've been putting into Social Security. They're about to run out.
That's right. And the crazy thing is, like, just because you had, I mean, we don't have a free market, but if we had a free market, there would be things that were more secure, so to speak, or in a sense regulated, and then there would be unregulated products in that market.
Yeah, and even within the crypto world, they have that now.
Right.
So, I mean, early on, it was all completely unregulated. I mean, voluntarily.
Right.
There are voluntary regulatory sort of, I don't know if regulatory is the right word.
It's not a good choice of words, but it's close enough.
There's voluntary certifications or whatever. There's insurance, for instance.
Yeah, exactly.
Example.
Yep.
There's some companies out there, I believe, even Coinbase is claiming to have insurance now. Now, they're not going to insure you against your own mistakes. So if you lock yourself out of your account or, you know, you give somebody else your keys or your password
or
whatever.
Yeah, and the insurance is against people basically hacking into Coinbase's systems and taking the crypto.
Right.
So Coinbase loses it, you're protected. If you lose it or send it somewhere that you're not supposed to,
sorry, you're screwed.
That's on you, yeah.
So he elaborated that these laws include money laundering laws, tax compliance laws, and what we focus on at the SEC, investor protection. He called cryptocurrency and Bitcoin innovative technologies and recently said that Satoshi Nakamoto's, quote, innovation is real. It has been and could continue to be a catalyst for change in the fields of finance and money, unquote. And that much is true. The innovation behind Bitcoin had never happened before. Bitcoin is a first-of-its-kind technology, and it allowed the individual, and allows still, the individual to have control over their own finances. And that has never really happened in at least, you know, our generations and previous generations of financial history.
It's really amazing how, it's amazing how amazing Bitcoin really is, because it already thought of the problem of, well, what happens if we stop innovating, right? How do you solve the problem? They released the source code, and what happened? It got forked, and then people started using the forks because Bitcoin lost, and it actually happened. Bitcoin lost value
as a
currency, it lost value.
I mean, it's very valuable by comparison to the dollar right now, over $49,000.
It is. Don't get me wrong. It's still way more valuable, right, than the dollar, but it still lost, it lost its original value, right? And it still has value, but it turned into a different kind of value.
Yeah. Interestingly, it doesn't have as much value of the overall total market cap of all cryptocurrencies. So if you actually go to coinmarketcap.com, you can look at what they call the Bitcoin dominance number. So what they do is they look at the full market value of all the different cryptocurrencies, or at least the ones, the 11,500 and so, that they track on this website, which is currently over $2.2 trillion, and that's a lot of value. Only 41.7% of that is Bitcoin. The rest of it is the other ones.
Yeah,
and Ethereum is at 20%.
And this is exactly the great thing about, you know, Bitcoin. It was like everything seemed to have been kind of predicted in advance, in an amazing kind of way. It's like it's not even like, even the technology itself, like, we don't even need anymore. There's other alternative solutions to Bitcoin, basically, that have come about since then. It was just kind of the spark, you know, that lit everything. But there's, you know, there's Monero, which is based on a different technology altogether from Bitcoin and the blockchain.
And it may not stay on top forever. We don't know when it's going to lose its number one seat. It's still pretty ensconced at the moment at 41.7%. But and I think it scraped its lowest, was in the 30s back in 2017 during the big run-up on the altcoins at the time. But this guy, this chairman, he says of the SEC, he says the cryptocurrency field is not going to reach any of its potential if it tries to stay outside of our laws. We can talk about that coming up here. 603-283-6160.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's is Free Talk Live. Number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Bonnie.
And you can bring up anything that you want. That's the point here. By the way, don't forget to go to freetalklive.com. We do have our social media site at social.freetalklive.com. You know, something I've noticed recently is that even though my social.freetalklive.com account has roughly a third of the number of people that follow my account on Twitter, I've been getting more interactions, like retweets or retweets or whatever they call it on social.freetalklive.com on the Mastodon platform. I've been getting more recently than I get on Twitter. So even though there's supposedly more followers that I have on Twitter, there's just not as much that happens there.
Twitter is the thing with Twitter. It's larger, but how many people are actually using Twitter, you know?
Well, a lot. I mean, it's a fairly popular platform.
Well, no doubt. But what I'm saying is simply that, you know, the larger you get, that nobody ever deletes an account, right? So, and just because somebody uses it and they subscribe to a bunch of people doesn't mean they ever log in again, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And so, over time, being an older platform, you look much larger than you actually are in terms of active users. I'd be curious, and I'm not under the illusion that, like, Mastodon is somehow as big or close to Twitter, but I would be curious, like, what's the active user base? I know it's pretty small, you know, relative to, like, all users. I don't know what the exact number is.
You're talking about on Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter, and just in platforms in general. The active user user base on most platforms is way smaller than their total user base.
It's a good question. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Tom is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. So I guess I just basically wanted to call and gripe. I do some crypto mining on the side, and it's insane to me that the federal no, it's not insane. It's actually on par with how the government operates. The right hand can't talk to the left. The IRS doesn't know how to classify it. The SEC wants to classify it as security, but in all actuality, and you, I know both know this, it's neither. It doesn't fit into any category. We're operating on terms that were defined and set at the turn of the century when we started getting the various security markets like the stock exchanges.
Oh, yeah. This stuff is ancient. These laws, the statutes, the codes that they have on the books, I mean, they are decrepitly ancient, and they have no relevance whatsoever to today.
You know what they're going to respond with? They're going to say, it's both, just so they can regulate you more.
Right.
It's what?
It's both. That's what they're going to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, and you know what? At the end of the day, they're going to do whatever it is that they want to do because they have the guns.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we do, too. But they supposedly have the monopoly on it, right? So it really doesn't matter. When you mine crypto, the IRS counts that, like when you get the reward, whether or not you're on a pool or whatever, they count that as income, even though you haven't even realized it as USD.
Well, how would they know about it unless you told them about it?
Well, no, mark the word, Ian.
Right? If you're mining cryptocurrency, There's really no way for them to know about that. That's the way, as I understand it, you know, you're basically getting crypto out of nothing because exchanging power for it.
They can see what IP addresses are doing the mining, I mean, right? So it's not
but you run a VPN service, so you know how that goes.
Yeah, certainly. Don't get me wrong here. I'm not suggesting that you cannot do it anonymously. Yeah. Simply.
But even if they can see the fact that you're mining, they don't know how much or what you're mining. They have no idea.
Sure. It's only and I come to terms with this, and it's like, okay, I'll play the game insofar as when I realize any crypto in the form of USD, that is when I pay income tax. And look, nobody wants the feds to show up at your house. I know you know this.
So, yeah, it's ugly.
Yeah, you report, right, just to keep off their radar. And that's why, right?
Well, by definition, when you report, you're actually on their radar. That is by definition what reporting is.
No. But when the cash hits your account, if you're audited, you have to account every penny.
Well, see,
if it's coming from Coinbase or Binance or wherever, then they're going to be asking questions.
So here's the thing.
That's the answer to the question.
Here's the thing with that, right? Who ever told you to cash out? Right? You can spend it.
Different miners have their different reasons for cashing out. I am completely on board with that Matrix meme. He's like, you mean I can cash this in for money and buy a TV with it?
Why would I do that?
Neo, when you're ready, you won't have to. Like, mm-hmm. I am completely on board with that. But, you know, there's mechanisms right now that allow you to mine for basically next to nothing based on the government's gain. Look, they set interest rates at zero. Use it against them. If you have good credit right now, you can get a credit card for 0% interest for 18 months. Do the math.
And what would you do with that? I'm not clear on what you're suggesting.
I mean, you could invest it and make money off it and then pay off your loan before you actually have interest occurred.
Some
specific ones that are advertising that. But what are you saying? You're saying you would buy crypto or buy mining equipment?
Both.
Okay. I mean, it's risky. What you're advocating is risky, right? Like,
everything is risk.
I mean, every investment has a risk, though. I mean,
I don't want to get into the technical details. I'm just saying that, like, you can get into the crypto using low interest mechanisms right now. The problem with that is you have to cash out your earnings back into USD to pay off the credit that you've established with those with low interest, right? So you're building, you're using credit, but you have to pay that back.
I mean, you may not. You may not. I mean, it depends on how much. I mean, so most of us have jobs that pay us already that they're already, you know, that's getting reported. So you could use that cash to pay off.
I'm just autistically answering a very specific question, why you would want to pay back or report your earnings on that.
Gotcha,
and the
sure.
fact is that sure. if those earnings are reported, the IRS count, and they'll look into it. If you get into an audit, and this is the scare tactic they use, that if you don't report everything, then that just – it starts a seed, and they start going down the rabbit trails, and then eventually – they'll discover that your income is from Coinbase or whatever, and then they start asking more questions, and then eventually it just explodes, and you don't want that. So it's better to be forthright in the beginning. So anyways, as far as library is considered a security, the security definition back in the day is that you hold a share in a company,
right? Mm-hmm. Right, and the value of that would go up or down based on the company.
I signed up with library like years ago when they first started. I probably might have some coinage, but I'm not sure. But is it proportionally based to the value of the company?
No, in no way, shape, or form.
Right. So again,
it's clearly not a security based on that definition, and that's what they're going to have to now spend thousands of dollars to argue. And Tom, thank you for the call.
Thousands? I think you're underestimating that number.
I'm sorry. They already spent $1 million.
I was going to say, yeah, I think they already spent $1 million at least.
Yeah.
Wait, library did?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just to defend this stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was before they actually had to defend it.
Just to have the SEC interviewing them, asking things like, why did you update your website?
That's one of the questions they asked.
Yeah, why did you maintain your website?
They did ask something stupid, really stupid. No, why do you have a website, they asked. They asked why you have a website.
Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is slamming the Supreme Court's decision on the new abortion law in Texas. In a 5-4 decision, the High Court declined to block the measure from being implemented. Biden releasing a statement calling it an, quote, unprecedented assault on a woman's constitutional rights under Roe v. Wade, close quote. As far as how this aligns with the president's Catholic faith, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
he believes that it's up to a woman to make those decisions, and up to a woman to make those decisions with her doctor. I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant, but for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing.
Walmart is raising hourly pay by $1 for more than a half million workers before the holidays. The retailer's U.S. average hourly wage is now at $16.40. USA Radio News. President Biden delivered remarks on Thursday regarding his administration's response to Hurricane Ida. The president also saying he will be visiting Louisiana on Friday to survey the damage in the state. Biden adding it will be an all-hands-on-deck approach regarding technology when it comes to assessing damage across heavily impacted areas.
I've asked the Pentagon, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Energy to immediately make available any satellite imagery they can help provide in assessing the extent of the damage. Drones and satellites can make the work faster by getting to the places that are most desperately in need.
The White House is warning about malicious cyber activity ahead of the Labor Day weekend. Annie Neuberger saying hackers often look for opportunities to strike when fewer people are working in government and business offices, hospitals, universities, and school systems. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And it is super easy to get on the air with us here, although some people in the chat rooms out there, they don't understand how radio works, and they want to have their hands held. They want a host to acknowledge everything that they're saying in the chat room. And look, we're doing a radio show.
You know, you can call in.
We've got open phones here, and I mean wide open. There is literally no one on the line. Now, you're not supposed to say that in talk radio. You're not supposed to admit when there's nobody on the lines. But we break a lot of the rules of talk radio here.
You're a bad boy.
On Talk Live.
He really is, isn't he?
And, you know, we got open phones. If you want to comment, you can. Otherwise, we talk about stuff that we think you'll find interesting. But the number is 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Chris, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. We're talking about the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, saying their chairperson, this guy that is in charge of this federal gang that is going after peaceful people like the folks behind Ripple. They were the ones that got targeted first. I think that was early last year.
GovCoin? They targeted their cryptocurrency?
Yeah, GovCoin. Ripple did everything they could to be as regulatory friendly as they possibly could, and they got targeted anyway.
So, yeah, but if you just report, then, you know, you're out of their radar.
If you just work with the government, Ian, they won't target you.
If you just call the police and let them know what happened, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I just don't believe that you can trust these people.
Blow your window in with Bearcats and all sorts of other weaponry.
They just want your money, and they want your obedience, and they will go after you. Now, a library, on the other hand, they actually, as I understand it, asked the SEC, what do we need to do? And they never got a good answer.
They're not going to tell them how to operate legally. You can't do that.
Right.
They're literally in competition with cryptocurrency. It undermines everything that the government is doing or tries to be.
The chairperson said in an interview here, cited on news.bitcoin.com, that the cryptocurrency field is, quote, not going to reach any of its potential if it tries to stay outside of our laws, unquote. Well, first of all, you don't get to decide what happens with cryptocurrency, Mr. SEC Chairman. Some of the crypto people, like the Ripple people, they want to be at your beck and call. They want to do what you want them to do. They will jump through every hoop that you put up for them to jump through, and they'll ask how high, and they'll do everything you say, and you'll get that control over those people. But people like Monero, people like Pirate Coin, for instance, these privacy coins that are out there, and there's other ones, they are not, most of them, going to obey your little SEC rules. They're not interested in bowing down and kissing the ring of your government, the European Union, or China, or whoever. They understand the power of cryptocurrency is to avoid all of that.
The thing about cryptocurrency that I don't understand how the government has anything to do with it is it should be jurisdictionless. It doesn't make any sense. Why does the U.S. government think that they can control something that happens on the internet?
They don't know what they're talking
about. It's nationless.
You have to agree. And I keep pointing this out about like every time they pass a law relating to the internet. It's like, but you understand that your jurisdiction is limited. Even though, yes, I understand that you control Europe and you control Asia and you control a lot of countries, but you don't control every country. And so no matter what law you pass and you go after people over it, and no matter how many people that you extradite from other countries to the United States to face justice in quotes, but you will never succeed. Because you do not have authority and control over every country.
And this is what it looks like, and this is what it sounds like, when the United States federal government is losing control. This is what they do. They lash out with violence, like they came in with us, and they broke our windows, and they flew a drone in here, and they unplugged boxes from, you know, the studio racks.
19 warrants they had.
And they stole all kinds of money, and they stole Bitcoin vending machines, and they put six people more than six in handcuffs. Bonnie, you were handcuffed, even though you weren't being arrested. They just wanted to make sure you weren't going to attack them.
Detained.
Well, they said I asked if I was being detained. They said, you're being restrained until we can make sure there's nothing inside the house that's going to hurt us.
Yeah.
So I can leave as long as I keep the handcuffs on?
So I can pick up my dog? No.
No, you can't.
Don't worry about the dog.
No, he's just going to run in the streets, possibly get hit by a car.
That's being detained.
Yeah. My dog, for one thing I never mentioned, is my dog wears sweaters in the winter outside. Mm-hmm. He's like a skinny little chihuahua. He was basically
naked
too.
He's a southern dog.
Yeah.
So this is what they do when they're failing. This is what they do when they realize that their grip is tightening, but things are slipping through their fingers. They're unable to get their nasty little paws on cryptocurrency. So they make ridiculous statements that if you don't know anything about cryptocurrency, you might believe. Like, if you believe that the SEC was this all-knowing, all-powerful government entity that can control things, you might believe him when he says that the field isn't going to reach any of its potential. $2.2 trillion right now, after just 12 years, is the total market cap value of cryptocurrencies.
So there was a story, and I don't know that you talk about any of this, Ian, but there was a story a couple of weeks ago that who was it that put that one out? Not the Verge one came first, and the New York Times or New York Magazine came and put out about the Crypto Six, and the title of the story was The End of Crypto Mecca, and they were talking about Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah. The fall and, or the sacking
right.
or something.
And
like
the sacking, I think it was something like the sacking of... anyway.
But that was The Verge.
That was The Verge.
Oh, it was The Verge
story. I really enjoyed that one.
Anyway, doesn't really matter. Point is, the hilarious part of this is, it's like, okay, wait a minute. You weren't... Okay, if they came and sacked it, they didn't do a very good job. And it's like we're laughing about it, just how poorly of a job or how much of a failure their attack has been.
They spent 5 years planning it.
Right.
How many millions of dollars thousands of dollars.
And they got almost nothing from it. And if you look at,
they got like 101 bitcoins.
In the scheme of things, like, the government, right?
Yeah.
They got basically nothing for it. They didn't go after... This wasn't like a $200 million bust of some small-time drug dealer, right? I mean, they got a little bit of money, but it's nothing in the scheme of it. And if you look at like what their real objectives were, it wasn't about the money. It was about the growth of it, trying to target the growth, and also particularly for political reasons, I believe, anyway. But the point is that, like, there's more people accepting cryptocurrencies in Keene today. There's more places, buying and selling going on today.
New vending machines were installed. We just were talking about this during one of the breaks over the last few months.
And this is why it's such a laugh to see, the government spent 5 years to take out Keene, New Hampshire, and just totally failed when it comes to cryptocurrency.
And the reason they think they succeeded is because they think that everybody operates like them, so they think they took out the head of the crypto mecca.
They think everything's a pyramid. The power is...
Right. Decentralized.
I'm in control of everybody or something.
In Crypto 6, those people didn't control crypto in Keene. They were just a few individuals who may have been involved in crypto stuff, right? But there's a ton of other people here buying, selling, unlicensed.
There's not a ton yet, but it would be great to have a ton. I mean, we've got a few dozen.
I mean, you come out to... Well, I don't want to go... I don't want to tell you how and where to find it, but the point is, it's there. It's happening. Nothing is stop. They didn't shut down.
It's growing. The movement is growing.
There wasn't a single crypto meetup that stopped occurring.
If anything...
Like, the day after the raid, there was a crypto meetup, and the meetup went on as normal.
Yeah. If anything, the movement is growing because of this sort of... the raid brings attention, even if some of us end up going to jail, which hopefully that won't happen.
I think
things are looking pretty optimistic, I think, generally. I still haven't even seen the evidence in the case yet, but apparently nobody was telling you, Bonnie, that he's feeling optimistic about it.
Everybody's in great spirits.
So, but even if they were to get, somebody thrown behind bars, it's like, okay, well, that's just going to spread the word even further, and more people are going to migrate here because they realize this is where the doers are.
They really don't understand both the nature of Bitcoin being decentralized or of the migration movement in general. And they're actually attracting publicity, which is getting us more people, and things are growing, and they're literally doing the thing that's going to hurt them the most. I find it hilarious.
603-283-6160, and we're just weeks away from the filing, likely, of an independence bill to New Hampshire leave the United States, which is going to be a first. I'm excited about that.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian and Chris.
And Bonnie.
We're talking about the failure of the federal government to be able to regulate and control cryptocurrency. And boy, are they mad about it. And they're going to lash out as violently as they possibly can at as many targets as they can because, well, on their side of things, they do have basically unlimited funds to bring prosecutions and bring cases because it doesn't really cost them anything. They can bring a case and spend hundreds of thousands, if not millions of taxpayer dollars on it. And even if they only get $100,000 out of it, it's a huge net loss for them, but it makes them look tough.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Like, in some sense, they have unlimited resources to go, after individuals. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of funny because they don't really have unlimited resources to go after people. It's select individuals they target because they don't really have unlimited resources.
Well, true. They have a limited number of humans.
Right. Every time they go after somebody, right, they end up spending millions of dollars. So they can't afford to target every single one of them. Yes, they can afford to threaten every one of us, but they can't actually target every one of us
at the same time.
Right, simultaneously in a manner that is as expensive as it is to put on these trials.
Yeah, that's true. And there's a limited number of men that they can actually put on these things as well.
Right, and this is one of the reasons why, the more people who resist, the easier it gets to resist because it decreases your risk because there's so many other people resisting.
Yeah, and that's where concentration helps a lot.
Absolutely.
And you were talking about the idea of the Free State Project or migrating liberty-loving people to one geographic area. New Hampshire is that place. I know people love to talk about Texas and Florida. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wanted to cover this about people acting like that Texas is the new free state. They just passed 666 laws yesterday, and a bunch of them were...
I think they went into effect. They passed them earlier, right?
Didn't they? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I think they went into effect yesterday. Yeah. So a bunch of them were abortion laws, and I'm pretty sure that the girls covered it yesterday on She Talk Live.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, I just think that's crazy that you can think that Texas is a free place when there you can't even get an abortion for being raped now.
You know, you can point to any state, probably, except for maybe New York, and be like, there's something good about this state, you know,
sure,
or something better about this state. The thing is, it's not about the state or whether the state is freer today or not than another state. What matters is that there's people coming together in a state that has a population such that enough people can go to that, move to that state and actually have a long-term effect. But that long-term effect doesn't occur immediately because you have to build up that population. But once it's built up, then all of a sudden it's not like, oh, okay, that state's going to be a little bit freer. That state's going to become a lot freer than any other state. And we've never seen that yet, except we are beginning to see that with the Free State Project and the Greater Migration Movement to New Hampshire of libertarians. But there's never been any other successful migration movement, at least of libertarians.
And that's never going to be something that can be done in Texas, where I lived in the third largest city in Texas, and it has a population bigger than the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great point. I mean, one of the reasons New Hampshire was picked, and one of the reasons New Hampshire actually works, as far as a migration movement is concerned, is because there's only 1.3-ish million people in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
You can't move to a city like New York with 8 million people and expect to, let alone a state, most states anyway, because the population size is too big. You'll never, when you're at least with a population of libertarians, which is what, maybe 3% of the population in general, like worldwide, I mean, you cannot move. 3% of like the United States population is like, I mean, you'll never be able to achieve moving all those people, but like even if you got 1%, 1 or 2% of those people, you still wouldn't have enough people to like take over most states in the United States that have any significant population size.
Well, what I was going to actually get into was just, I keep seeing, because I'm from Texas, everybody that I went to high school with posting these like memes that are all getting shared around over and over again, because that's how people do activism who, you know, are not activists.
That's not activists.
Yeah. people who are not activists. Anyways, they keep saying something along the lines of, like, people should have control over their body, and, mm-hmm. Like, women are not free. Women are less free now in Texas. It's just crazy that the same people that, like, are trying to say that we should all have to take vaccines and wear masks on our face, they are complaining about these laws that are intruding on women's bodily autonomy. I agree with them that they are, but how can these people not see that that's exactly what people have been saying about the masks and the vaccine mandates this whole year? The same
strong
people are
cognitive dissonance. I mean, this is the old story of people want freedom for themselves, but they don't want freedom for other people. And that's why it's so important to get people who understand what freedom really means, which is to say you have to allow other people to be free if you actually want freedom for yourself. And if you don't, then stay the hell out of New Hampshire.
Yeah, right. And I think part of the problem is that people are risk adverse. And if you really want freedom, you have to accept a certain amount of risk. And ultimately, at the end of the day, if you are unwilling to accept risk, you can't have a free society. Really.
As Bonnie points out, though, these women are happy to accept the risk of an abortion, which I think they should be free to do.
Right.
But it's a risky procedure.
Risky.
Absolutely.
Right. So, like, you're willing to take that risk, but you're not willing to risk getting infected by a disease that's got a 99.9% survivability rate. I mean, it's like the kids that I've seen walk, and I've only seen maybe one in the last year, but I've seen photos of them online and other places. Like the kids on their bicycles with no helmet on, wearing a mask.
Are you serious?
It's like, and motorcycle riders.
Yeah.
Wow.
People on motorcycles as well. It's like, look, I'm not in favor of helmet laws either, right? Like, make your own choice. I don't wear a helmet
Absolutely.
When I'm on a bicycle either, but I also don't wear a mask.
But if I was on a motorcycle, I'd wear a helmet.
Yeah,
not
that's
that
a
I
sensible
would
thing to do.
Ride a motorcycle.
But you don't have to in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, you can ride a motorcycle with no helmet on because you are free, at least in this political designation, to make at least that choice about your body. And those are the choices people should be free to make. So anyway, if you want to learn more about the migration here, there's so many different resources. There's so many people who are coming here. I think we're going to see record numbers. In 2020, we saw record numbers of people moving here, and I think it wouldn't surprise me if we've already beaten it this year. I just don't. I don't have the numbers.
We don't have the numbers yet, but definitely last year there was more people who moved just for the Free State Project Incorporated.
Yeah.
All right, so people who signed the statement of intent, not for the whole migration movement because it's larger than just the Free State Project Incorporated, but just the people who signed that statement. The most number of people moved this past year than any year prior. The number of reps we have had has grown from 20
record number
to 30, and there's about
I've heard 40.
80. There's 80 total, roughly. If you start including
80, if you're including
all
the A-rated, pro-liberty-ish people.
Yep, yep.
Some say even over 100. So I mean, it just depends who you ask.
It does depend on who you ask, but solid libertarian
the bare
types.
Minimum. Dozens, a few dozen people who are hardcore, like, voluntarist, anarcho-capitalist.
There's 30 now that signed and moved to New Hampshire because of the Free State Project alone. So I would definitely include anybody who's moved to the state for freedom.
Yeah.
I would include
pretty
in that
serious.
Group. Yeah, that's a pretty serious group right there.
And a lot of them are into cryptocurrency and independence. And so
we actually have reps who helped get a bill passed that had crypto wallets. And this was years ago.
That's right, yeah.
Basically to protect people in New Hampshire from, basically what the federal government came and raided here over. But at the state level, right? So...
All right. So, people, you can go to move.shiresociety.com for a little bit more about why people are moving here, and you should really join up. Go to the forum at forum.shiresociety.com if you want to connect with some of the people that are already here. That's a great way to do it. Let people know if you're coming up for a visit to New Hampshire. Give a heads up beforehand, and we'll get you connected with some people in the areas that you're looking to come check out. And it's definitely worth the trip. Coming up here tonight, we still have the story about Siri, the Apple phone. What do you call it? Robot? What's the right term?
I don't know. Like, it's a little helper. Like,
helper? Okay.
Whenever you're just like, you don't feel like Googling something, you say, hey, Siri, Google this. Or, hey, Siri, give me directions to there.
Do you know how many phones you probably just set off?
No, I just set mine off, yeah.
I mean, like, our listeners, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Sorry. Well, I always used to tell, like...
How many millions of phones just went...
Does it respond? I wish we had millions, but probably not. Does it respond to other people's voices, too? Or is it train itself to
you? Yeah, you could say it, I'm pretty sure.
So it doesn't just train itself to you? Because that would help, right? Like,
that would
just
make a lot of sense.
I can't remember now. I don't remember.
I know back in the day, at least, it definitely would respond to, mm-hmm. like, TV adverts and radio and people saying, I don't know if it was with Sarah, what is it?
Siri, S-I-R-I?
Sirius? No, I'm not saying it.
Sirius XM?
No, that's
it's Siri.
Siri.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know if it was Siri specifically, but other similar types of apps, basically.
Hey, we got that coming up. There's a story about them being sued. Is that right?
No, a judge is saying that they may be breaking privacy laws.
Oh, okay.
Or it may be.
Well, we'll get into that coming up here. Because we also talked recently about Apple scanning your phones for images that they don't like
as
well. So, I mean, Apple's all about violating your privacy. They don't care about that anymore. They used to advertise that they were all about privacy. Not anymore. We're coming up. It's Free Talk.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.